This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, everybody. It's your girl, Jessie May. This is the Sharp Tongue Podcast. How are you? We had a busy week this week because I am in the process of moving. So thank you so much for your patience while this week's episode goes up. But hey, it's a Sunday fun day. We're going to have an amazing episode with one of my nearest, dearest, and most hilarious friends. But before that, don't forget to check out my YouTube page, youtube.com/Jessie May. And oh, wait, is it Jessie May Peluso? I think it's Jessie May Peluso. I should ask Elliot. He knows. He'll tell you it's Blippi. BAM is on Fridays now. We're doing it live. My Bong and Movie live movie companion show. It's so much fun. Last week we watched, or this past Friday, we watched Kill Bill 2. Before that, it was Kill Bill Volume 1. We're going to be watching classics and maybe new movies, but I'm into classics. And if you want to submit your suggestions for those movies, email me at jessiemaypelusocomedy@gmail.com. And I will take your suggestions into consideration. What else do we have? Cameo. Book me on Cameo. If you want to send a gift, a video gift to one of your loved ones, your enemies, your exes, your bosses, your wife, your best friend, your girl who's going to have your first baby, your baby mama who's having your third baby, whatever it is, hit me up on the Cameo app. There's a whole bunch of different people on there, and I will make you a custom video. A custom motherfucking video. Also, shout out to our sponsors. Yes, shout out to our sponsors, Mudwater. Thank you guys so much. I love this stuff. I've talked about it for years, and now we are finally collaborating together. It is my coffee alternative. I know you're like, what the fuck? Why don't you drink coffee? I know. I wasn't a huge coffee drinker, and then I became a coffee drinker, and then I was just a coffee drinker. And then it definitely contributed to me having panic attacks, and I'd never had panic attacks before coffee and haven't had any since, knock on wood, but I needed something. I like routine, you know, I like waking up and having a little routine, and I got kind of sick of green tea, and I wanted something with a little bit more, you know, punch, a little bit more involvement in my body and making me feel good, and Mudwater was the solution. I love it. You guys can go to mudwater.com/Jessie May and get 15% off your entire purchase. They have a whipper thingy. It's like a stir, like a whipper, a frother. Yeah, that's what it's called. Whip it real good. They have a frother that I use all the time. You can travel with it. The thing's amazing. If you see it on the website, buy it. Trust me. Their MCT powder I use, their coconut powder I use as the creamer. I have a big ass bag. I literally drink this shit every day. Check it out. The code is JessieMayMud to get 15% off your entire purchase. You won't regret it. It's delicious. It's delicious. And you're welcome. You're welcome. And it's my little gift for you guys for being so supportive and me wanting to share some shit that I love. So I hope you enjoy it. And speaking of enjoying it, this episode is very special. It's featuring one of my best friends in the industry and in life. I love this guy. We laugh so hard. There's a lot of dead air. That's just me laughing and not being able to breathe. You know him from a ton of shit. He's been in a ton of movies. The Heat. He's in The Rock's new show, Young Rock. He plays, I forget the guy's name. It's because I'm not into wrestling. He plays the wrestling's guru. What is it? Mahoon? Ed Mahoon? Whatever the guy's name is. He has been in everything. Adam is so funny, and I hope you guys enjoy it. And this episode features my dear friend, comedian, actor, and podcaster, Adam motherfucking Ray.
Sharp Tongue Podcast.
Beep, 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 beep.
You're listening to the Sharp Tongue Podcast. I'm your host, Jesse Mae Peluso.
It's a personal
look. Well, it's not really a look because it's a podcast. I'm already fucking this up.
This is kind of like a verbal comedy diary,
a deep look into the crevices of my mind. It's going to get dirty. You might cry. You'll probably laugh. Hopefully you'll laugh. The whole point is for you to laugh, but you also might cry. I talk about my family. I talk about farts. I talk about love, loss, comedy, how hard it is to make it in this biz. I'm a fucking professional. Each week it's something different. Sometimes I have a guest host. Sometimes it's going to be a movie companion episode. Sometimes I just ramble about the bullshit I dealt with the week before. You never know what you're going to get. It's raw, uncut, and funny. It's me.
What's up, everybody? It's your girl, Jessie Mae. Let me get comfortable. Yes, I'm in comfortable pants. Fuck you. We're all in comfortable pants. I am not going to waste my time with a long diatribe of an introduction for this next person because you've seen him on literally everything. Anyone who's anybody in the industry has been on his podcast about last night, and he has 37 other podcasts. He's my brother from another hustling mother. I love him. I haven't seen him. It's going to make me cry in way too fucking long. Please give it up for Dane Cook. What? I thought Dane's not here.
No, this is he's not, but his new Dane Cook Theragun is.
I was going to get one of those. Do those work well?
Oh, on all the right places. Hi, I'm Adam Ray. And if you're looking to get that quick cum, you know that cum where it's like you wake up and you go, I don't have even have time for breakfast, but I do have time to get myself off. Well, stop thinking about it. Start doing it with this jackhammer of a rabbit. Ever seen the movie Twister? It's that in a cum machine. It's minus Helen Hunt, unless that's what you call it. You can name it whatever you want. That's the beauty of the Cum Blaster 5000. Hi, I'm Dane Cook. And when I find dinner to be more of a morning time meal, all right. Good to see you.
I was going to say, I would just come with Helen Hunt.
I mean, Helen Hunt, there was a time.
There
I know Stamos.
I thought you needed
when Helen Hunt was famous. No, there was a time when I thought she was the bee's knees. The first woman I remember, and I was Stamos as your guy, the first woman actress I remember seeing where I was like, shwing, and that's a wiener.
I was gonna say, did you finger? Did you just go shwing?
No, that was me.
Finger.
That was me trying to be, you know, I don't want to get canceled. I think in this day and age, you can just say things like schwing and do a wiener act out without having to take it out.
Well, hold on.
But I'm old fashioned.
I've got a group of women who are fucking pissed. And they're underage. Let me tap them in. Hold on.
Wait.
Did you watch the new Mad About You?
No, but a friend of mine was on it because he was on the original. And I also didn't. He said it was fine, was my point there. But he's also, his name's Richard Kind. He's been in the business for 50 years. So everything is just fine.
Oh, he's great.
I'm fine, but everything around me is great, but I'm fine. but he was like, he's like, it's on demand somewhere. I don't know. I don't know what these things are. I don't know where you get it, but it's out there. You can get it. Why wouldn't you get it? Get it though. And,
I have one question for you.
Yeah.
As a friend, are you on Clubhouse?
Here's the thing about, I'm so glad you brought this up. I knew we were going to talk about this because you and I love to cover hot button issues.
We do. Carly and I were bitching about it last night. I know you love Carly. She loves you so much. We were bitching about Clubhouse and she's like, do I need to be on it? And I just, it's a topic of debate. Oh my God, well, is that a coffee?
Yeah, it's my, probably it's my about to be third of the day. I'm drinking probably too much coffee during the pandemic, but I don't give a shit.
Because it doesn't look like coffee. That looks like Chart water. It looks like Katrina water.
Well, I had them add a little bit of almond milk and then the ice has melted. And so I haven't been drinking it fast enough.
Looks like the thing that comes out on the other side of an enema.
That's actually the name
is
of the coffee
special
shop.
Special title?
No, the coffee shop. It's a drive through. It's called The Other Side of the Enema.
You guys, we will ask 1,000 questions and never get to the answer.
No, here's what I think about Clubhouse.
That's how Adam and I are.
Oh, yeah. I think it's, I permission to speak freely, I
absolutely
don't like it. I think it's, but I don't, look, there's so much room to go. Oh, you don't like it because you don't, you're not on it, you're not in it. Yeah, I've though given it a pretty good run. I've maybe I started off on the wrong foot. I joined a bunch of, you know, Leah Lamar has gotten pretty big on it. So anytime and she kind of welcomed me into it and gave me a little tutorial. And my buddy Sam Richardson gave me a little, we kind of got on it together and we're like, what is it? And then I kind of was in this room and I was like, so it's just a big conference call and you can't see anybody? I'm like, yeah. And then you can, like, you know, when someone's talking though, it shows who's talking, this and that. And I was like, yeah, but don't you want to see people or get, I don't know. And people were doing stand up on it. And the rooms that I would jump into and Leah would just make me available to speak right away were not comedy rooms. They were rooms where there was comedians in there, but one of them was called like Ask Women Anything. And I was just constantly
talking about the highway to get canceled.
Yeah. So I'm just asking jokes.
A thousand percent.
And I'm making jokes. And then one of the other moderators was like, hey guys, okay, enough of the, let's get back to what this room is called and whatever. Does anybody actually have any questions for, and there's a lot of people on there that, and I'll look them up and they're just, there's a lot of humble bragging going on. Ugh. And it is a place to network, but you see these people and some of them are meeting in real life. And look, if you're using it for something like that and making moves and meeting people, and that's actually developing into something, good on you. Cause there's no blueprint for any of this. But for me, I'm like, all right, if you're not on this to just to make jokes and goof around, I guess to, I don't know, but maybe I haven't been in these rooms where I'm like talking to these young entrepreneurs or there's business classes. It almost seems like a free conference or a Tony Robbins thing at one point where a big guy will get on and start speaking and then other people will jump in and they'll get to ask questions. But so I'll be in the middle of that. And then all of a sudden I'm just like, hey, quick question. If you guys are making a root beer float, do you go root beer first or ice cream first? Asking for a friend.
That's
and then I'll just get quiet.
For.
And I'll just get quiet. And then I'm like, all right, I'll see you guys later. And then I was in one that was with comedians and that was fun. Everybody was kind of roasting each other. But still, I don't know. And it now makes
it
me feel
like
so
free podcasts. Like
totally. It now makes me feel so old school where I'm like, I prefer face to, I prefer eye contact.
Well,
call me a pervert, but you know.
Yeah, the new pervert is gonna be just you in real life. Like just you looking at people. That's gonna be the perversion. That's seriously where we're headed. We are headed down a path where if you look at someone wrong, you'll lose your fucking job. And people don't realize that when they cancel somebody for what they say, that that is the direct through line to that. They don't see that that's going to be the evolution of all of this cancellation. It's just so fucking crazy. But to the Clubhouse point, it's like, how much shit should we do for free? Because let's be honest, you and I, we put out a lot of fucking content for free. And for free in the sense that it's under our name, you know, obviously there comes clout with us having followers and having friends that we have who are able to come on podcasts just like this. But still, it's a lot of work. It's a lot of fucking work. And I'm not complaining. I'm only saying that I feel like maybe we're just continuously diluting the market a little.
Yeah, I think so. Because I don't know. At some point, maybe there'll be sponsors in that or people will get paid to do some of these shows. But
I mean, weren't we doing this in the 90s, like in the Raven? Remember like the Raven room? There'd always be some guy like heavy breathing and someone was playing Pantera and there's a woman screaming. Don't you remember the rooms we would call? Am I on shrooms? Is this a full circle?
Wait, what rooms were you calling? What?
There were these rooms like you would call on the phone. Basically what Clubhouse is on an app, it existed in the 90s. And there would be numbers and you would call the hotline and you could push number one for room one, push number two for room two. And you would go into these rooms and it would be like, you know, room one is the Raven. Like you don't know what's going to happen in there. And it was always a screaming woman. There was always like Black Sabbath playing. And like room two was like nerds talking about like, okay, here's the codes for Zenith so you can get to the third level. You don't remember that shit?
I don't. I remember AOL chat rooms.
It was before that shit. This was the predecessor to AOL chat rooms. This was like the shit that AOL chat rooms never would have existed if it had not been for this.
Did you ever call those sex hotlines that you'd see on infomercials?
It's the only way my mom and I paid the mortgage.
was, oh, you guys, oh, so they would call your landline and you'd be in the middle of dinner. Hey, what are you wearing?
My mom would be like, I'm wearing a house smock.
All right, that normally doesn't do it for me, but go on.
And I have house slippers on and there's a little sauce stain on the toe.
All right, oh yeah. What kind of sauce?
Red sauce. It's Sunday. We always have spaghetti and meatballs.
Oh, how big are those balls?
They're kind of tiny because I have small hands.
All right, you lost me. Thanks for your time.
Has anyone, just because I know you and your history, has anyone in your past or recently across the span of time ever...
squirted?
Sorry. Follow up. I have two questions now.
That was another topic of conversation in the clubhouse thing where I was making jokes. And then I just left quietly. There's a thing to Irish goodbye. And I was like, I'm going to go out on that. Yeah.
No, I was going to say, has anyone ever accused you in your life of being a cokehead?
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever done cocaine?
No.
I thought I knew that. Because you and I, neither of us have ever done it. But yeah. Meeting us and listening to us, and I always do this, people assume.
Me too. Oh, that is a quick tell. Like, if you just got a little dry nose or, yeah, well, that'll give it away. I'm always like, you guys got any coke? And everyone's like,
do you guys do coke? And I do coke. And people assume I do coke. So rude.
Nick Swartzen has this great joke where he goes, I've got these friends in LA that are like huge drug addicts, but they're trying to be like, eat healthy. So he's like, I just don't get it. He's like, so they'll be like, they'll be at a party and they'll be like, hey, is there gluten in that? Hey, is there cheese in that? Is there cheese in that? But he does it with his Nick Swartzen face, and it's amazing. I have been around it a good amount, mostly in college. And I've said this on stage. The first time I was around it, didn't know what it was. I was sitting on a couch at my buddy's frat, and a dude beelined out of the bathroom. I'd never met this guy before. Right to me, and just goes, "Dude, I'll tell you why baked potatoes are better than mashed potatoes." And I was like, what? Is that for me? We've never met. You're acting like this conversation was picking up where it left off. Hey, man, what's your favorite color? What's your favorite color? Can we get some beginner info before we start talking taters out of nowhere?
But I would like first dates to start like that. Just,
I know.
It was a continuation of another thought.
Is that a red flag for you if you're on a date and a guy leaves the table to go do a bump in the bathroom? See, that's the thing too, is I know the jargon because I've heard it discussed. Also, again, people, I'm sure like you, assume you're on a little something extra other than that, you know, straight shart juice.
Straight shart juice that you're on.
And they're like even just yesterday in the Rite Aid, I swear to God, I'm glad now I just remember this. This guy, super shady, have never been approached in a Rite Aid for anything other than normal Rite Aid stuff. Like
what?
Hey,
like,
I don't know. Actually, that's not even true. Nobody
at Rite Aid. Who approaches you in a Rite Aid? Yeah, everyone's there for itch cream.
Yeah. And also there's one employee. And so this guy just
got out of jail.
Totally. And this guy is just in the aisleway and he just walks by and he goes, what's up? And he goes, I like those shoes. I go, oh, thanks, man. And he goes, are you all good? And I go, yeah. And he doesn't work there. And he goes, you need anything? And I should have kept him around and inquired more,
for the story.
What are you offering? And then he was like,
what do you got in your jacket?
But it was clearly drugs. So I just knew. So
even
he was
more
like,
reason
he was like,
to...
he goes, let me know if you're good. And I was like, I'm doing that now. I'm good. And he was like, but let me know. And I was like, so do I do something with my head? Like, hey, leave me alone. Like, was that doing it? And then he left and I was like, wow. Like, what about this? It's the same thing. I was just in Austin and this homeless guy goes, hey, you got any change? And I go, no, I'm sorry, I don't. And before I can get out of his eyeline, he goes, how about a cheeseburger?
Just on you, like a travel cheeseburger?
Yeah, so then I go, well, also definitely not. Maybe he was offering also. Maybe he was like, now that I got your attention with that whole change spiel, can I interest you in a coat cheeseburger, in a coat burger?
Oh, let me tell you, I've been to Lounge Burger. I've been to Burger Lounge, but coat burger? Yum. Talk about leather smell and taste.
Another red flag, right? If a guy, you're leaving the restaurant and he's like, hey, and he opens his jacket and he's like, I took a couple from the back. And you're like,
no, I'm falling in love.
Okay.
If he stole burgers, if he stole me food, yes. I think a red flag for me on a date would be me on a date. Like that, just the date. I'd be like, you know what? This whole, I'm on a date. This is a red flag. We should just end this immediately. I haven't been on a date in I don't even know how long, and I don't necessarily care. So I don't know if
I think that's a healthy place to be, because you're a catch and something's going to happen unexpectedly. Brad, when you're not, it's not, hey, it's not crazy to say that.
Thank you.
Because Brad Pitt would devour you in a good way.
And I got a deep cervix, so there's a lot of space for devouring.
Oh, he's got plenty of room to get it in, shake it around a little. I got to assume he's fine. I don't know if it's over what you think it is, but I bet it's...
like regular regular white guy big.
I just find it hard to believe. And again, I think Aniston and Angelina, he's clearly, and there's probably people we just don't even know about.
Oh, that Russian bitch with the 70-year-old husband, and she was in an open relationship. Do you know that one?
Yeah. So I just feel like he clearly looks like a charming, but he's not super funny, and like he's not a comp. He's winning with
Adam
the looks
Ray.
And stuff. Hilarious. Yeah. If there's anything I want you to take away from this, oh God, and he's all the better for it. But when you meet him at a Quiznos or at the back of an old spaghetti factory or a Tony Roma's and he sees you licking your fingers or something, and he's like, is this seat taken? And you're like, no, I'm waiting for Brad Pitt.
And I'm like, my face, sit right on it. The seat is wide open for you.
See, I think he'd like that.
Seat.
See, here's what why I think you guys would get along. He'd laugh at that and then do it.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. I think he'd be all about it. He'd be like, I like this chick's just confidence and throwing it out there. But if I also just grab her and go, hey, enough with the chit chat, I'm sitting on your face, or vice versa, let's get in the tub, whatever he's going to say.
Let's get in the tub.
I feel like that's Pitt's move. I feel like he's just always
I think he would be like a sensual tub.
Yeah.
Mate.
So I think you, to piggyback on this original point, love that you are not making it a priority. Because that, I feel like, and I'm just speaking for me personally, I think it's always, I just think cooler shit happens when you're not actively
looking.
I don't know. You're right. You're making yourself like just the journeys you already go on and are about to continue to explore, I just feel like are keeping you open and susceptible to more spontaneity. And
Brad Pitt sitting on my face, keeping me open to have a seat.
You want to keep that seat open, always.
This seat is not taken. You can sit here. Forrest Gump, you're welcome. I need to know, you put out so much content, and you've had so much content, and you're built for this generation because of your brain and how much shit you put out. The thing that I love the most recently are these acting...
Oh yeah,
the audition, like,
oh, the fake auditions.
Why did you do that? Like, what is that all about?
I just posted one today, by the way. I just posted one today that you gotta watch. I think you'll love it. It's
Are they real sides?
No, I'm improvising everything.
Oh my God, Adam, it's so fucking funny.
It's so stupid. I appreciate
it. The soup.
You gotta watch this one today. I'm a private investigator with a leather jacket and sunglasses, and I just walk up and I'm like, I go, holy fucking shit. I take my shades off and I go, I haven't seen a bloodbath like this since I got into my cousin's bubble bath of fake blood that she had for her Halloween party in 2004. And then I go, and then it's just this whole like CSI guy at the dead body scene. Like,
why did you start doing these? What made you? Those of you who are listening who are like, what the fuck are they talking about? Adam has been doing these. I didn't know if they were real or not, because that's how fucking entertaining and good he is. He's been doing these audition tapes, and
I call them huge movie audition leaked.
Yes.
Because I don't know why. I was just like, what's all the keywords that'll make people go, holy shit. Also, I think I've seen people before post. It's a little bit of a poke fun at people who actually post their self tapes, which I can't stand. And then I would go, oh, if that's your way to put out, look, it's everything you're putting out is one big
trash bag of fire.
Of hey, here's a, you can cast me because of this type thing, right? It's like the same thing for being on stage. Whatever you're putting out is in some way, you know, showing people your brand and who you are and what you do, and so,
and that you're doing stuff. It's showing people that you're doing stuff.
But the self-tapes, I'm just like, I don't know, if you're a comedian, you know, what to put that stuff up. And then there's, you know, if it's like outtake, like an outtakes from your self-tape, I mean, stab me in the fucking clit. Like that
is. Oh my God, Adam, you have a clit?
I have two, but I think there's.
You greedy bastard. Where do you keep them? In your coin purse?
I knew that'll make you laugh. I mean, having two clits sounds like an episode of Dr. Pimple Popper. But
having two clits, it's like my two dads, my two clits, coming out on NBC this fall.
But the doctor doesn't know what to do because she's like, I think this is actually beyond my pay grade. She's like, can you just pop one of them? You go, no, that's on you. It's, I think you should keep it. Actually, I think
you totally should keep it.
It's like a prize.
It's a talisman. Yeah. It's a lucky button.
I did this
lucky
joke.
Fuck button. That's what my clit is.
That's what Brad Pitt's going to call you, and you're going to have no problem with it.
The lucky fuck button.
No. He's going to call your area. He's going to go, oh God, why'd I say that?
My area. What is it? A crime scene in Arizona?
By the way, definitely the dad of a son who's been accused of something. And he was in the area with just trying to pussyfoot around all of it.
Pussyfoot. You guys, I'm so sorry. This is going to just be Adam and I laughing at each other and crying.
Well, so I started doing these auditions because I wanted to poke fun at that. I had to put a couple actual auditions on tape. And then it looked and sounded so good at the studio. And I go, oh, let me just do a fake one. And then I just improvise that soup one, and it was so silly. And there were people that were like, because you know, I'm clearly trying to be, you know, goofy with it, but also like on some of them really try to flex a little bit of chops.
Oh, you know, so that you can't tell chops. You're
okay.
Totally. There's nothing. It's the
but the content's so silly. When I'm just like, when I walked in with that first one, I'm just like, do I smell soup? Is he here?
why is it so funny?
And then there's obviously some like laughs and things like I'll do that are clearly
when you do these, like
yeah.
Just
give me one reason why I shouldn't put the gun in my mouth. Oh, that's what I was doing. I was like, I put it on her, and then I was just like, and I put it in my mouth. I was like, give me one reason why I shouldn't do it.
And that's where Adam Ray comes out. That moment right there. It's super ridiculous.
Well,
and I don't
be
know
really,
if had a, oh, yeah. quarantine not happened, I don't know if we would have gotten these gold
no.
nuggets from
oh,
you.
Oh man, well the amount you know this the amount of
pickles
just stuff that you you try to have you has there been something you've put out or when you wake up and you're like because I feel like you just yeah.
Go ahead, I love when you do that. Yeah,
where were you recently in the van trip you took across country? It was in a van or it was a Winnebago? What did you rent? Or was it just all the Airbnbs looked like?
Airbnbs, yeah. I'm a Airbnb queen. I dig and I find gems. I find
you
places
do.
That like they offer something no other place has, and it's always there's so much charm and character, and I could get murdered. Those are the keys.
Well, that's the fun.
Those are the filters I put in. Possible murder scene.
You should start a side business of finding these spots and then like help, like charging a thing to help, like almost like an Airbnb travel agent. No joke.
Oh, that's a good idea. Like an Airbnb broker.
Yes, because I'm always just like, fuck, I don't want to have to search on my own. It's kind of fun, but especially if you're finding it is. But these hole in the wall spots that you found that are like, yeah, potential murder destinations. But also like, I don't know.
That would do it for my career.
You could get murdered anywhere.
Anywhere.
You know what I'm saying? So,
you want to be murdered in like fucking Palm Springs? Ugh. You got to get married in or murdered in like places like Monroe, Utah. Where the fuck is that?
Oh, is that a place? Is that where you stayed?
Oh, it's one of my favorite places across the country. It's Monroe, Utah. It is a town, excuse me, of like 70 people. And it has hot springs near it, and there's this place called Mystic Hot Springs, and the guy who owns it, you're just gonna fall in love with this next sentence.
Whoa.
The guy who owns it calls himself Mystic Mike.
Mm-hmm. Did you hear that, Pickles?
Yeah, tell the dog. This dude who owns it calls it Mystic Mike. He calls himself Mystic Mike, and this place has been written up. It's like I find the best kept secrets.
All right, you're going to have to put a pin in the Brad Pitt story marriage that will conduct itself at a later date and make a little more room for the in that fuck button for Mystic Mike.
Fuck Mike.
Oh, man.
I kept calling him Magic Mike when I was there, forgetting his name.
Did.
Because I was zooted to the moon on all sorts of, you know, fucking blunts and edibles. Well, not too many edibles, but like...
Zooted to the moon. What
zooted
a great...
To the moon.
Wait,
yeah.
Did he join you in the hot springs at all?
No, he didn't. He had like a lady friend there. You know, he's like one of these dudes who I think he peaked in the 70s, held on to it. He's got long hair. This place is kind of threadbare, but in a charming sense. He's
okay.
What do they call it? Like repurposed vans and school buses to be accommodating places to stay. And it's very like... bare bones, but there's a lot of charm to it. Mm. But he also has like just random glasses everywhere, and some of them have like bullet holes through them, and there's tires and dogs running around, and he also had this outdoor stage one time I stayed there. I've stayed there about 3 or 4 times now. And it's called Mystic Springs because he found the spot in Monroe, Utah, where all the springs sort of come out of the mountain, and he built these tubs to catch the water. And so he's got like a big little area where you, that sounds kind of contradictory, but like a little area where you can
yes.
swim in the hot springs, and then there's tubs up in the mountain. It's amazing. But he also has this outdoor stage. And one time I was there, there was a whole fucking band of these like zaddies on stage who obviously had a band in the 70s, and they were just rocking out. And there's like all these hippie people and all the people from the town. And it just felt like that scene in the holiday Hallmark movie where the girl from out of town finds the man she's going to marry and leave
yes.
her like metropolitan life for. So I think
yes.
that's why I keep going back to find Larry.
He's there. He's just hiding in the bushes.
There. He is
now,
there.
Here's another question. Do you need your mate, whoever that may be, to have this love and zest for zooting to the moon outdoors and just for the how much do they need to be down for the cause to explore and just, you know, leave at any hot moment and be like, fuck it, let's go take a bubble bath on top of, you know,
fuck mountain,
yeah,
on top of fuck mountain. That's a line from Frank and Gracie. Grace and Frankie, do you know that show?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I love that you, now we are putting it out there. We're finding the perfect mate. You know, I think they'd have to be pretty spontaneous. Or maybe the opposite. They need to be grounded so that I can be the one that's kind of like a atom
yes.
flying around.
Yes.
You know, maybe I need the opposite of what I am. I think I could live a nomadic life. I think I could, for a little bit, at least maybe have some sort of foundation.
Mm.
What I'm saying is I need a house husband.
Yeah.
I think Brad could be that, because he's lived a whole life.
Oh, he's done. He's not going to the award shows. You're telling me you're not going to find him enjoying staying home, making dinner, smoking a blunt, waiting for you, just making sure that he's hard for when you get home.
Oh, God. Even semi. So I have something
he's
to
semi.
Work with.
Just
I know Angelina used to bitch about his drinking. Go ahead.
Yeah, who cares?
Just have dinner ready, you motherfucker.
By the way, if you're bitching about the drinking, you're not drinking enough.
No,
like,
you're
meet
not.
Me halfway.
Yeah.
You know, maybe am I drinking too much? You're not drinking enough, by the way.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Maybe we're not compatible. I'm not drinking too much. You're just not compatible with me.
Yeah. By the way, definitely what somebody says before they get carted into AA. Oh, I'm drinking too much. Maybe you're not drinking enough. And like, all right, we're going to take you tonight when you're sleeping and put you on a van somewhere.
Sleeping when you're passed the fuck out.
Those are crazy.
Have you been drinking during quarantine?
Yes. Almost every night.
Yep. Good.
But
fantastic.
I took probably about a month off. And look, I've never even been a big drinker. Even last night, I had one vodka something.
Yeah, I've never seen you out of control. I've never seen you. God, now I really want to see
real wasted. Drunk. I mean, we've been.
I want to see fun. Wasted Adam.
It's fun. And I mean.
I bet you're fun. I bet you hug people. I bet you're just as funny as you are. I do think you cry. I do think for sure there's tears.
Might be. Well, here's what. So the first time I remember blacking out, and only because I fell out of the shower twice, is I was doing a show with Brett Riley and Paso Robles at this bar in an upstairs of a brewery. And he was living there and he wanted to bring a comedy show out there. So we become buds and he brought myself and Will C out there. And Will C is from the Midwest, military guy, real big, husky guy that's just got a real thick Casey accent. Hey, brother. Hey, brother. You know, that type of guy. Real sweet.
I know him.
Of course you do. Yeah. And so, and look, we've had our nights at the clubs. And even when we've gone out to, we went to that karaoke bar in Santa Monica, that Irish pub, and got pretty sauced up.
We did.
Yeah.
You sang. Oh my God. What did you sing? You sang. Didn't you sing I Will Always Love You?
I think I sang Endless Love or something.
Yes, it was one of those like classic love songs. And yeah, you just gave it your all.
And there was some real sweet piped black dude that was there that was crushing it.
Yes.
And I think remember he came up and was chumming us up because he had just been putting on a show.
Yes.
And then I was like, man, I got to go sing. And also had just gotten the right amount of booze to give me. To make just me feel like I could hit some of those high notes, even though I couldn't. But it was like, it'll be fun to try. And I wanted
what you lack in the natural talent, you make up for in showmanship.
Yeah. That's what my college, when I did the musical in college, we had How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying, and I was ensemble. And our director was this guy, Kelly Ward, who was in Grease, in the original like Grease movie with the guys.
That's awesome.
And he I was always just like, you know what? Like, you know, I'm just going to pitch some funny ideas here and there if I got them. And they were always shot down. And he was like, you know, Adam, it's all good. I got it. You know, I was like, cool, man. Cool. I just thought that'd be funny. He's like, yeah. And I don't think it would be. So that's what we're going to go with. And I was like, cool, 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 cool. And so I remember, you know, I'm not a great dancer, but I could do all the ensemble moves well enough. And then he'd always say, he's like, I know you're having a tough time with this certain chunk. Smile. No one's going to know what the fuck you're doing. He's like, if you look like you're having a good time, no one's going to tell that you can't properly step ball change and jump kick onto like a platform, do a tumble, stand up, you know, ha-cha-cha your way to the other.
God, it sounds like the whole routine you couldn't do. I was wondering when you were going to stop. You're like, no one's going to tell that you can't sidestep, foxtrot, do the waltz, tumble and jump, clap, say your lines, be a person, smile.
He's like, if you would just stop sweating and blinking a lot, we could get you to actually be in the show. But you just stand in the back and go. He's like, you have lines and you just keep freezing up.
Dude, stop sweating and blinking. That's my move during sex. That's the.
Yeah, that's. That just means you're having a good time and that you're focused.
Isn't it weird if you go up a flight of stairs fast? It's the same as if you're fucking. Basically the same thing.
Oh yeah.
I need a minute. My knee. Pickles.
She just looked up. She was like, is that what you sound like?
Dad, what are you doing? Are you in LA right now?
I'm in Seattle. Brian Scolaro used to have a joke where he goes, I sound like I'm falling down the stairs when I'm fucking.
That's funny.
So you go, God, God, fuck. Oh, man, it was awesome.
That's good.
What was I going to say? What were we just talking about?
We were talking about you doing the guy who was in Grease.
Oh, yeah. So then the musical. So dancing, something else was leading into that. Oh, I stopped myself to do a fucking musical theater tangent story. But what was right before... What was right before that? What was so right before?
Okay, we got this. We got into the musical theater tangent story because I asked you, who do you work for?
Oh, great save. Oh my God. That was the ultimate safety blanket. Oh my. That, by the way, if you are on a date and you just stall and you're like, I'm running out of questions to ask this boring excuse for a person, and you just pause and you go, so did you have you who do you work for? And he just goes, what?
Cole
I'm
Hahn.
Sorry. I'm,
he's like, yeah. Cole Hahn.
Cole Hahn, man.
We were, oh, wait. Weren't we talking about the audition tapes?
No, that was
oh, fun.
Years
cool.
ago. Oh, the karaoke bar, singing, getting
boom.
Drunk, we'll see,
you,
boom, Paso Robles.
The talent, you
shut up, I got it.
Show.
All right, so...
By the way, how many times do you think fucking Paul Reiser said that to Helen Hunt?
So many times. Oh, they're on. Hey, they're on stream. On stream chemistry. Ugh.
On stream chemistry.
On stream stremacy. So
when in doubt, pull the dog out. even Pickles is bored.
Oh.
Pickles,
where you going? Where you going? Oh, fuck you then.
Oh,
so I'm at the top of this brewery and we crush.
Oh,
this place
God.
Has not had stand-up. There's no stand-up comedy club in Paso Robles. So we crush. And now cut to the post show. And by the way, this is the show where I was talking about doing playing Wolverine Universal. This was like my second year into comedy. So a lot of my material is about Universal. And some woman had been in the corner drunk, saying some shit. I said some shit. Then I see her in the corner, pick up a wine glass, throw it at me. I'm looking down. I see it in my periphery. I don't have the time and wherewithal to like turn and whatever. So I just see it coming. So I put my hand up to stop it. The base of the wine glass hits my webbing of my hand that was just sweaty and clammy enough to stick to it a little. So all I had to do was wrap my hand around the base of it. So let's recap. Wine glass gets tossed at me. I put my hand out, snap it out of midair, and then look over and go, and then hold up to the crowd and I go, and everybody goes fucking bonkers. Like 250 people packed in this upstairs bar. I've never had a response like that since. And that's sad. But also, you can't top that. I just talked about being Wolverine. And then I snap a glass. I go over. I put it down in front of her. I go, I told you, bitch, I'm Wolverine. Don't fuck with me. Place
no,
goes
you
nuts
didn't.
Again. Oh, yeah. Place goes nuts again. Ask Brett Riley. Story's 1,000% true. And then they kick her out. I get off stage. Brett crushes. I'm on cloud nine. I must have taken 8 shots after I got off stage for people just being like, that was the greatest shit I've ever seen. And you're like, yeah, I don't even know, but this will probably be the crowning achievement of my career.
Was it
and
taped? Was
no.
It
no. No, because it was a fucking upstairs brewery, like whatever, like my second
beautiful.
Year. Like there's, so then post show, I get into a car with these guys. They're like, come, we want to smoke you out. So I get into their car right outside the club or the bar, and I'm sitting in their back seat, and the guy and the girl start getting into a fight, and I'm in the back seat, and they're like, I'm getting real high. I'm already very drunk. They start fighting about their relationship. She gets out of the car. He gets out, goes, just give me 1 second. I'll be right back. I'm like, well, I'll get out too. Closes the door. I'm just so high and stuck in the back seat and just couldn't figure out how to like open, like lever up the seat to push it in front of me. So now I'm just trapped in the back of their car for a good 15 minutes while they fight outside. I get out, go back to the Courtyard Marriott, blackout drunk. I'm so drunk. I'm like, I just need to take a shower and get wet. I need to like somehow cool down. Fully clothed, I get in. I fall asleep standing up in the shower. I was leaning on the shower like I just lost a big game. Just like, ugh. And I wake up to ricocheting my head off the linoleum tile. I had fallen and my legs got cut out from the little bathtub shower combo. So, ba-boom, off the ground. Will C just goes, hey, brother, are you okay? He's in the room by this point. And he goes, sound like you just fell out of the shower. I go, nah, I'm shaving. And he was like fucking... Like Jeff
shaving
Daniels,
what, your car.
Like Jeff Daniels in Dumb and Dumber. Remember when he's taking a shit? She's
yes.
like, "What are you doing in there?" He's like, "I'm just shaving." So
yes,
I go, "I'm shaving." I get back into the shower, fall asleep again, ricochet, boom. This time, now there's water just oozing out from under the door. Will C goes, "Brother, that definitely didn't sound like shaving. That definitely was you falling out of the fucking shower." He's like, "Let me in, man." I go, "Go away." I go, I'm fine.
Filled with shame.
Oh, so much shame. At this point, I'm just embarrassed, and I don't want to see anybody. I don't want him to see me fully clothed, sopping wet, water's coming out. Yeah, I got in clothed. Yeah. So then he finally just goes, I know you fell out of the shower this time, brother. That shit's dangerous. Open the fucking door. I open the door. Water just spills out. I'm covered. I get out. He's like, you okay? I go, I'm fine, man. I go, don't tell me how to live my life. Who do you work for? So then I take out a Marie Callender's pot pie. I can't get it open. So I throw it against the window. Crack, smack, pop. The window cracks and shatters a little bit. And then I just go, fuck it. And I pass out on the bed, wake up to this is, by the way, my second little hotel fiasco where the front desk calls and is like, hey, so it's going to be $300 to fix the window. And I was like, for what? You threw a pot pie at your window last night. Oh, well, maybe get more durable windows.
You threw a pot pie.
Yeah. So that's why I don't drink like that anymore. But now I just... It's also the combo. Drinking and smoking is just too much sometimes.
Well,
but I love a good
fine. There's a nice fine line, like a glass of wine and a little zootzy magootzies off of a blunt.
Oh wow, I know. Like even just today, I took a couple puffs before I came in here.
Oh, yeah.
Very sneakily, because my stepdad's not a big advocate of pot.
Everyone says that, but like the prereq to being a stepdad is to smoke pot. My stepdad used to hotbox the bedroom of my mom's house and blast the wall.
By the way, hotboxing any room in your house that you're not supposed to is exciting.
It's just so much fun. And it's
a tiny room too.
When you go back and you smoke in the, you know, your house or where you used to
live. The backyard. I love it. It's because also you're just like, oh, there's so many memories and it feels so. I don't know.
It feels sweet. It feels like, oh, this is like a simple, innocent time. That's what it feels like. Like I never really got high in the house. I found weed later in life, but
me too.
I definitely had a lot of anal in the bedroom. So I think it kind of balanced.
Did you really?
No, I just said it for effect.
I didn't believe you, but also
I did. I bailed on it. I didn't commit. I didn't commit.
Yeah, but no need to commit to that.
I mean, what are there new rules of anal? I feel like the rules always change.
What's crazy to me about that is that there's people that there's people out there, and I guess we call them Mormons, that lead with that, right?
Oh, wow. Oh, did someone come in and offer it?
No, that was Pickles growling at me.
See, he's mad you're talking about anal. Is Pickles a Puritan? Is he a Mormon? Did you find him in fucking Utah?
First of all, she's a she.
Oh, she's a she. Sorry.
Yeah.
Pickle. See, I think of Pickle, I think of a phallus, and that's a penis.
And Pickle does sound like a... Yeah, we need to put like a bow or like a...
A pussy, I don't know, on her.
Or a pussy.
Put a bow on her pussy so people direct their eyes to it and see it. Like put a bow above her butt and then with an arrow pointing down towards her little puss. Her dog puss.
You know what?
What?
That's a great idea. Hero was thinking how to make it more known about her gender status.
You woke up this morning and you're like, you know what? I've made a lot of good decisions in my life, but maybe calling Pickles wasn't such a good one. How are people going to know her gender?
We had some alt names. Queef.
You just said that because you knew I would laugh.
Yep. Hitler's mom.
What?
Yeah. No.
God, he had a mom.
Isn't that crazy?
You know, it's like nature versus nurture.
What? Okay. We'll be right back with more. Huh? On today's episode of Goo? Pickles, what do you want?
On today's episode of the noise from a 1980s cartoon goofball.
I mean, Tim Allen could not have. So
we have to get back to anal. What?
Well, I just wonder why there's people that think that's like more fun or open with that because they don't want to do it regular style.
Yeah, like if you, there is a word on the street that if you, there's like a butt virginity, like you have two virginities. Well, three, I guess, because, well, four or five. There's a lot of orifices, but butt virginity and vagina virginity, supposedly in this new world, are two different things. I know you don't have a vagina. Well, you have two clits, but you don't have the vagina. You just have the clit part.
It's my cross to bear.
I just think, like, you know, people, if a girl leads with anal, is that slutty? Or is that just a girl who's like...
Or is it practical? And is it also like, you know, resourceful and being like, look, I'm tired of these people being like, ooh, the vagina is the best one. Like,
right.
Like, I don't know. There's people out there. Well, there's there's people that like to explore other holes that were not created for sexual pleasures. Hi, I'm Tony Robbins. Yeah. I don't know. I just would love to hear him open one of his spiels or seminars where he's just like, look, we all have goals. We all have priorities. We all have visions. We all have holes. Everyone's looking to get fucked. You're like, wait, what? Did I? I thought, yeah, I'll get back on track. So look, ear, nose, pussy, butt. Is that...
I paid $13,000 for this week in Boca Raton.
Oh, let me finish. Let me finish.
That needs to be another character. You have to do a motivational speaker character.
By the way,
how have you not? You need to be okay. Crazy story. So, wait,
real quick, that is a children's song that Raffy left off the album. Ear, nose, pussy, butt. They're all there for you, or I don't know what's what the ending line is.
I'm singing.
The rhyme? Ear, nose, pussy, butt.
If you ask your mom, she's gonna say what? But ask her. You should know. Ask her. Where do I put my toe?
In any one of the four holes you want.
Consent.
Cause you've got an ear, a nose, pussy, butt. Use them all and you're a slut.
Wait, what?
What? Is this still Tony Robbins?
Wait, hold on. Hold the fucking phone.
Okay,
you need
so
to have a character like the Tom Cruise in Magnolia, who is based off of a real person who I know.
For real?
Tom Cruise's character in Magnolia was based off of a motivational speaker guy who used to help dudes get women. And he's a real person. He's in my phone. I know who he is.
Whoa.
Yeah, and he's a influencer, not like an Instagram influencer, but an influencer in the sense that he can influence people to do things. And he's written this book about how to use words to influence people.
Okay.
And he came out to one of my shows in San Diego. And there's this like tactic in language when it comes to sort of not so much hypnotizing people, but a hypnotizing effect to make people pay attention more in how you speak if you're a public speaker. And so he came to my show and I was with Leo Flowers. You know Leo Flowers,
love
right?
Leo.
And this guy said that, you know, I teach people things that you do naturally. You naturally have this cadence about you that is alluring and pulls people in. So it was, I just thought that was interesting that I'm basically a serial killer is what he told me, is that I have serial killer tendencies and capabilities. I got to look up his fucking name because it's going to drive me nuts.
Well, we all knew that, but also, you know, you can't telling, I'm always fascinated by ear, nose, pussy, butt. I'm also very fascinated by the guys like that or the pickup artist guys that truly have like the blueprint for how to talk to and pick up women.
That was his whole thing.
That's crazy.
And
it works,
taught
huh?
Men how to pick up women.
Now is he like all types of men or does he seek out guys that
it
maybe
was
are
one type of dude? It was it's one type of guy
because
who does this?
But is he trying to help the guys that like are socially inept and not as comfortable like with public speak? Because, you know, there are even comics who are comfortable on stage and not off. So meeting people and trying to, you know, find a relationship isn't as easy as it may seem because they're comfy on stage. Right. It is a different beast. But when do you feel like you got comfy off stage, or were you always just outgoing, personable, confident? Have you always carried yourself with,
I think I was always comfortable on stage, but never 100% comfortable with myself. Mm. So the more comfortable I got with myself, the more real it got on stage. And so that it appeared to be more comfortable. Does that make sense?
Yes.
The guy's name is Ross Jeffries, who is the guy who was, by the way, motivational
sounds like the guy.
If you need a seminar, I'll hook you up.
The only motivational speaker I've ever seen was in high school. And I actually am intrigued by these people, more them than the people that are on Instagram who are now life coaches, who are like, you know, I was in debt, 6 months of debt, and lost everything. And then my dad gave me a check and I turned it around. So I'm going to tell you,
and I cashed it.
I'm going to tell you how to get your shit together. So I moved to Denmark and I'm swimming with penguins and let monkeys eat, you know, tuna tartare out of my, yeah. And you're like, is this,
there are a lot of dudes, like, you know,
dudes and gals that are just ringing people of their cash to, and again, here's why I always stop myself. And maybe this is me fighting myself and ever being cynical, but I just go, life is tough. There are ups and downs for everybody. And your problems are your problems are your problems. Someone famous said that. Look it up.
I think it was Neil Young.
It was.
Or Dr. Seuss. I think it was a collaboration between the two of them.
Your problems are your problems are your problems. Is that Dr. Seuss?
Hey, look. I don't know who that was. I think that was a guy who was whoever was available.
That was the guy who was told.
Walt Disney?
Look, we have Splash Mountain, but the Jews can't ride it. The Jews can't ride it because they are not as good. Your problems are your problems are your problems. by the way, those smoking, I just saw one of those smoking commercials again the other day. And
people are like, those people?
Yes. I saw one of those early on, just talking about getting steered away from cocaine in college. Cigarettes, you know, I've smoked a handful from, you know, being too drunky and just peer pressure, and also just being so drunk that you're like, this could have been a tiny wiener and I would have tried to smoke it. Mm-hmm. And so I saw this commercial and she was like, the voice right away, she was like, you know, there's been times when I thought about making a different choice. I used to be high school valedictorian. You know, I was the top of my class. I started my own bakery with my husband after we had 5 kids who are all-star athletes at Division I schools. I got my GED, my BFA, my HMO, my PCP, my GAY, all at the same Cheesecake Factory. And now look at me. I'm charging guys $15 to fuck the hole in my neck. And you're like, wow, this took a turn. She's like, so don't smoke if you don't want. If you can't stop yourself, you know, live your life. You're like, all right, this feels like a very contrasting advertisement. But that was enough for me to go, oh, I guess cigarettes. But I never saw one for pot. Pot was always like some kid took a hit, right? And then he saw like a cartoon character on his couch eating his breakfast. And he was like, hey, Toucan Sam, that's my breakfast burrito. And he was like, get out of here, you Jew. And he was like, and then it was like, weed, it'll make you see crazy shit. You're like, all right.
They were always elusive with the drugs and like the PSAs. I used to have a joke about that. Like, you know,
let me hear it.
It was, oh God. It was your brain on drugs. Do you remember that commercial?
Yes, and it was like eggs.
Some dude with like FUPA dad jeans pulled all the way up underneath his breasts, and he's making an egg, and he cracks the egg. He holds the egg up. He's like, this is your brain. Then he cracks it, and then he cooks it, and it's cooking, and it's going, and he's like, that's your brain on drugs. Any questions?
Yeah.
And then my joke was like, I was watching this stoned on the couch. Like, I have one question. Do you have any bacon? Because I would love to come over because that looks delicious. Because you just made breakfast and I'm stoned. And all I want to do when I'm stoned is eat and fuck. Oh, so terrible.
In that order?
Yeah. 100%.
But then you have to make sure that you don't snack too heavily so that you cannot be like,
oh, I'm snacking so hard.
You'll eat like a whole cake and then get on top.
I'll eat a whole cake and then give him my chocolate cake.
Oh,
I'm sorry. I thought it was a little more elusive.
Wait, one more take. Okay. Say it again.
I'll eat his cake and then give him my chocolate cake.
Ooh. We're going to use that take. Great. That's a wrap on Adam Ray. There is something about being high and watching TV that you can't explain to someone who doesn't do it.
You can't. And also, cartoons, animation
commercials, infomercials.
Just, everything becomes so fascinating.
Yeah. Oh, even the I love how many bits do you have about being high and watching TV? Because that's a great
zero. So it's all you.
But you just said with the commercial with the drug
one.
Commercial.
I have one. I can't do math. I have one joke.
So mine was one about the Smokey the Bear advertisements, and I saw one
night. I remember this. I think
I was
I remember
real baked, and he was like, and he's like, you know, I'm sitting there. And I just got into peak high. I'm at the top. And he's like, you know, only you can prevent forest fires. And I was just like, the fuck, man? I was trying to have some chips, man. You're fucking there, dude. You're out there. You're there. You fucking do it, man. Like, you know, and just how paranoid I got with like, now I'm scrambling and like trying to get together a team of guys to go out to the forest. Like, why, man? Because fucking Smokey said we're not doing enough. And then I was like, man, I played devil's advocate. I'm like, hey, man, I'm not, you know, I'm not walking. Oh, how did the joke end? All right, we'll end some laughter here.
Just don't. Do you know Kai Arens?
No.
He's a.
Oh wait, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
You probably know him because he's friends with a comedian.
But he's with Jeff Ross, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
He'll probably kill me for telling this story, but we were at his house and we got stoned. And you're gonna love this story. You're gonna freak the fuck out. And we got stoned, and he was like, I've got this thing that I want to go pick up and I need your help. And I was like, okay. And it was nighttime. I'm like, what are we going to go pick up? He goes, there's a Smokey the Bear sign off the side of the highway and I really want it. And I was like,
yep.
Get the fucking car. I'll get the flashlights.
I'm driving.
Let's go.
Yeah.
He's like, somehow I knew that you would just be up for this.
That's
so
awesome.
So him and I were stoned. We went and stole the Smokey the Bear sign, which by the way is like 7 feet long. And we shoved it in the back of his huge Lincoln Continental. And now he has it on his porch. So you're welcome.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Sorry, Kai. It's too good to not tell.
That's worth stealing, too.
100%.
Did you steal stuff in high school or middle school? Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
I feel like you're
drugs. I stole.
How do you get your kicks? That's actually.
The grocery store on the cereal aisle.
Oh, boy. Well, I worked at Albertsons. I probably stole, no joke, and I probably should announce this, but thousands of dollars worth of
salami,
potato salad and peanut brittle. I stole beer, French bread, deodorant, toothpaste. And then later, 2 weeks before I got fired, I was stealing film quite a bit. My friends would come in from trips. I was at the customer service booth and they would, my friend would come in with, you know, 25 rolls. And I'd be like, get the panoramics, get the CDs, get all the goodies, right? This is when you drop off the film, get it developed, it would come pick it up. It was exciting. And he comes in and I'm like totaling it all up. And I'm like, okay, cool. You got the coupon for this. You got that 50% off coupon. And he's just like, wow. And I'm like, yep, just doing this, doing this. There's no cameras yet. I go, and comes to 79 cents for 25 rolls of just, I mean, this is a $200 to $300.
Oh, yeah. Film was so expensive.
But if you get the panoramics, it's extra. You get doubles, that's extra. So 2 weeks before I leave to go to LA to go to college, they put in cameras and I got busted. And I was like a prized employee. I was just, they all would come see my high school plays. I was fun and funny and worked hard and just was, you know, just what you want at the grocery store. This is 5 minutes from my house. This is the store my mom and I used to always come to. The guy who hired me, like, you know, they got to crush my mom. And so I'm sure that helped. And he'd always come in and be like, hey, yeah, looks like your son got a full. He looks like there's still some juice in there for if he wants a little extra. Like, what the fuck are you trying to say right now? And, you know, just bag our strudels. And so I'm working there and just, you know, leaving for college and they're all wishing me well. And then they catch me 2 weeks before I leave. And I walk into my boss's office and I'll never forget the look of disappointment on his face. Where he just goes, hey, Adam, how you doing? And he just goes, and I go, who's that? And then he's like, bummer. And I go, yeah. I go, it's been like a rough week. And he goes, nope. I go, okay. He goes, good luck at school. I go,
see, that's where you need.
Thanks for all your.
Died.
Yeah.
You need my mom died. You need one of those. Oh, it's the greatest.
Oh, have you used it?
That's a bit I'm working on. That's a bit I thought of in the shower today. I was like, you know, people in quarantine have been using quarantine as an excuse to get out of shit. And I have just been getting out of shit because I don't want to be in shit because I've been in this shit since my mom died. And then it's like, what more can I get out of with this? How many legs does this have?
That's really funny, by the way. How are you at a place where you can now, because there's no rule book for that, right? I don't know what the time was with your dad, but to where you feel like you can start healing with jokes, also wanting to make jokes about it, right? I don't know which has to come first, feeling bad about making jokes about it or not wanting to, maybe wanting to keep some things off limits.
That's interesting. You know, it's funny that you say that. Today is the first day that I actually kind of, I've been saying funny things, you know, not to be funny, but because life is crazy. That's just how it is.
And it's how you process it. And it's a big, we all are so lucky to have, speaking for comics, to have the mindset that you get conditioned after a while to have to quicker than most to try to fill the darkness with some light, meaning make jokes about something to try to process it, just make it hurt less.
Yeah. And
so today's the first day you feel like
the first day where I was like, I can use that on stage. And I never thought that. And I didn't realize
I'm giving you a hug through the screen. I fucking love you. That's a big fucking deal.
That's so crazy. I didn't even consider it then when I was in the shower thinking about it, that, you know, that was a big step. But I guess
that's a huge step. And I'm so happy for you.
Thank you.
That's incredible. That's, you should hang a hat on that. That's, yeah, because I
have a show in LA, the first show in a year with Matt Rife and
I saw, yeah. I'm glad you're doing one. I know you've held off.
I've held off. I've held off. I've been abstinent from it for a while. I mean, I've done podcasting and stuff, podcasts and shows and all that, but not any stand-up.
Are you excited?
I am. I'm intimidated. I'm a little intimidated because it's a muscle. It truly is. And I had to watch my set to remember what the fuck I used to talk about.
It's true. If you don't use it, it's like my second clit. If it's not getting any attention, it forgets what it's even there for.
Don't lose it. No, don't you dare lose that. Is it like a contact where you have to like go on the floor and feel for it?
Oh my God.
Okay. There's a flash quiz. I do with my sister's toddler. Okay,
you do that for them and they just go, Auntie Jessamay is having a thing again. They don't even know what it is. I was doing a character. Chill out.
Emily's like, I can't get him under control. I'm like, hold my beer.
Oh my fucking God. Wow. Ear, nose, pussy, butt. Jessamay, stop. Look, if these kids aren't going to learn the classics, who's going to teach them right from wrong?
What are we talking about?
The stand-up muscle, doing the first show in a year. And who cares?
Oh, my God.
Oh.
I really...
I'm very excited for you to do stand up for the first time in a year. I'm glad you are feeling comfortable enough and at a place too where you want to do it. Cause that, even that, like the pandemic and everything else you've had to go through is you know, you can't force the healing that stand up provides, you know, you gotta be ready for it. And you even just saying that you're thinking of bits like that, man, you are going to be locked in. And there might be a moment or two. And the nerves are good. The nerves are always good.
They are
in my experience. I'm like,
you care.
Yeah. And you just, and you will rise. It makes you be on your game more. If you're going in so complacent and neutral, I don't know. What do you? There's no stakes. There should always be stakes in it for you.
Yeah, there should be. That's a great point. There should be stakes because when there aren't, you're complacent and it comes across in your performance.
Yeah, and so you're gonna. I don't know. You're also just such a like. It is. It is weird. And I think I maybe went 2 months maybe without doing it. But I was doing virtual shows pretty quick, and then podcasting. Yes, you're still flexing that muscle.
Yeah,
but
you're still flexing the muscle, but it's obviously, you know, it's such a unique thing to do that. Even though you and I have been in the industry for a while, the Zoom shows, people who are just starting comedy and doing it on Zoom, it's just not. There's no comparison, and it could be an evolution of the art form. I know people get so uptight about people calling comedy art, but you're creating something for people to consume, and that's art.
It is.
The Zoom comedy could be an evolution of it. I don't know, but it definitely is not. I just can't. I tried it once and it just, I couldn't do it. Yeah. I couldn't do it. So I obviously am not, I don't have that ability, but I love the live performance. Even that night like you had where the woman chucked a fucking glass at you.
Yeah.
There's something beautiful about that.
I know.
There really, truly is. There's something beautiful about the fact that you said or did something in the environment of a performance space that pissed this woman off so much, she threw a fucking wine glass that could have killed you. Let's be real.
It would have cut the side of my head, I think.
Well, I mean, if she threw it hard enough, if it were the rock in a dress, she could have chucked it hard enough at your eye socket. A shard could have snapped off, went through your oral ovocal raw oracle cavity.
No, it's going to be a no. Thanks for coming in, Jessamay. Who are we going to find that can pronounce this jargon? A real doctor, maybe.
Nope. Thanks for coming. Pickles, do you have anything to add?
Pickles,
please.
This has been so fun.
God, Pickles, you look like you had a fucking rough night. What did you go through, a divorce? Jesus, Pickles looked like he lost a fuckload of money on Bitcoin. Did he just bite you?
No, she licked my mouth. But my mom just put it into my head. My mom sees Pickles licking my face last night. She looks over. I just see her staring at me like this. And she goes, I wouldn't let her lick your face like that. I go, why? She goes, you know, dogs, they eat a lot of weird shit. And that's how you get the worms. And those worms can get inside you and eat your organs. And I go, can you just turn up You've Got Mail? Is that right, though? She said dogs,
there's
like the stuff they like, there's like the worms or the things, whatever, that they get, like it can be transferred, or she can plant worm seeds in my, I don't know.
Pickles, what do you, legit right now looks like he's thinking about all the worms he just put in your mouth. He is thinking about all the worms that just went into your mouth. Pickles looks like Donald Trump on the day of inauguration. He looks really rough.
Look, so the only dog I ever loved was this whore backstage at Cats the Musical. It was her first Broadway show ever, and my first time squeezing a tush of a woman dressed as a cat. But I don't. Dogs. Pussies. Giraffes. Hey, if it's got.
Are you just listing things in a zoo?
A giraffe might.
Wait, what zoos have dogs and cats?
The Trump Zoo, baby. We've got all.
Upstate New York. Hey, how you doing? My name's Larry Lizard, and you come on down to my backyard zoo. We got dogs, we got cats, we got lizards, we got deer, but sometimes they hop the fence. You bring your own seed, you can feed. Ride a donkey, I don't give a shit. Where to come from? I don't know. They come from everywhere. Come on down to Larry's Lizard Lot.
Sold, by the way. Bring your own seed for feed? Why is that not a t-shirt? Our backyard...
Can we create, please? Hold the thought, because we
backyard
forgot
zoo?
A lot.
Hold the thought. We forgot a lot. Ear, nose, pussy, butt.
Can we create two characters?
Stop. Hold that thought. We forgot a lot. Sorry. You're just fucking very good with the rhymes. Can we be a couple?
Can we create a character couple that has a backyard zoo?
That's a great idea.
We just make infomercials for it.
Yes, that's a great idea.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we'll shoot when we get back. That's a great idea.
Oh, my God.
Wait, did I update? did upstate New York, is it kind of like the Joe Exotic vibe where there's people that have like small, like they have some, they have a peacock in a cage and they're like, come to my zoo. And you're like,
there was a zoo near a place we used to go to when I was a kid for camp, which is like an hour and a half, 2 hours north of Syracuse. And it was like called like the Franklin Zoo or something like that. And they had legit, and at the time we didn't think anything was wrong with it. Shows you how much the times have changed. This was like in the late 80s, early 90s. There was a Siberian tiger in a tub. And the cage was built exactly around the shape of the tub. So the only space that the tiger had was a tub. And we paid and we went to go look. And then the only other thing this guy had was like two pigs and a yard of deer. So basically this guy just got a tiger and built his dream around it and tried to say that he has deer. He enclosed them in this, like, he spent all his money on the tiger and fencing to keep in regular animals.
Yeah. Yikes.
But there were, they're not there anymore. Those places have all shut the fuck down, but there definitely were a bunch of those types of places for sure.
All right, we'll create some characters for that. Get some nice wigs.
So funny.
The clothing will be, you'll have to really pull out, you'll have to really pull out some flannels or winter coats from the queues that are conducive.
I just want photos of what Eminem's mom used to wear in the trailer. I think
there it is. Yep. And I'll dress like Tom Selleck in Three Men and a Baby.
I can picture the belt with the Lee jeans.
With the high khakis and the polo.
Yes. Oh, my God, we seriously
big stash.
Do this.
Done.
Oh my God. I miss you so much, Adam.
I miss you so much. This was wonderful.
This was so, I mean, I needed this.
Always. Me too.
Wouldn't it be funny if I didn't record it and it was just me needing it? My mom died. So I need it.
Also okay with that.
Where can my amazing people find you? I'm sure all of them are already following you and everything.
All your great fans can follow me at Adam Ray Comedy on Instagram and Twitter. Follow me at Clubhouse at, no, I'm joking. follow me, AdamRayComedy.com for all the tour dates. Bunch coming up and podcast about last night and, Young Rock. I'm on the show Young Rock on NBC right now.
Finally.
My episodes don't hit until I think 4 or 5, but then, but the show's great. And then my crowd work album is out called I'll Take It From Here, on Spotify, iTunes, all the places you get your audio stuff.
And here, where can they see your audition videos?
Instagram, Adam Ray Comedy on Instagram for all the audition videos. And go watch the one after this that I just put up because I think you'll love it. It's the crime scene one. It's so stupid. I did one. I had my old Universal Studios tour guide shirt. So I put that on yesterday and did a tour guide one. And then there's a couple other ones coming up. But
should we have the dog say goodbye to each other?
Yeah, we should.
Chaplin, you want to say goodbye to Pickles?
Chaplin, say goodbye to Pickles. Pickles, hey.
Chaplin, say goodbye, Pickles. She's got a pussy. Pickles. Oh, God, they would make such cute babies.
I know. Seriously. Let's get them together so they can fuck.
Figure it out. Well, I love you.
I love you, too. I miss you, too.
And hopefully I'll see you in the flesh. Is that weird?
Maybe in the next couple weeks. Perfect. Wait, when do you leave again?
I think like early April.
Okay. Yeah, we'll get in before then.
We got to film. Let's fucking figure it out.
Let's do it. That'd be great. I'll get up. Matty Masisco's been doing some things for me, so he'd love to do it.
Oh, that'd be perfect.
Okay.
I love you,
Jay.
Bye.
Bye.